Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so BMAC, this is our last event of the office combine here at 610.
That's what she said.
So far we've done the three cone drill. The three cone drill, which was filling out forms, running, and making coffee, and being back here first.
I should have won it, but
Ted and I both got disqualified.
But Rich won that one.
Yeah, Rich won that one.
Unlike my not so hot take.
Whatever, petty fogger. You mean your hot take on the gamers. Gamers, yeah. Where you read from Wikipedia.
Yeah, it was a hot take.
An absolute embarrassment. So that was the 42nd hot take, which was, I think I won that one.
You won that one, yes.
And then
you crushed it.
And then the tweet.
You won as well.
I won, but
partly
just by
because
a little bit.
The other two guys, one didn't use the word correctly, and one had several grammar issues.
All right. Well, you know what?
You had the quickest time.
Not intellectually shame me in front of everybody, okay?
Say which name. You opted to that.
All right.
It's been a fun contest so far.
A-hole.
I've had a lot of fun.
So this is where BMAC gives us a noun.
Petty fogging.
And we've got to do a 60-second live read impromptu. Do we get 10 seconds to prepare for this?
Yes,
also?
10 okay. seconds. Then somebody will mock toss it to break, and the other person will pick up with their live read for this subject.
Are we playing golf rules? You want me to go first again?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay. I love the mock toss.
Do
all
it.
Right. All right, so I need one of you to mock toss. Rich, you want to mock toss to a break? Okay.
Yep. Coming up next, we'll recap our favorite Olympic
event.
Hold on,
I have to give him his word.
Oh, yeah, give him his word first.
So my 10 seconds of thinking is while Rich is doing this. I make the toss really long, Rich.
Yeah. All right, Sean, your word is Libya. The country of Libya.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck with that, Sean.
Coming up next, we'll discuss our favorite Winter Olympic event, the samurai guy on ice skates during the Geico commercial.
All right, and I want to take a minute right now for Libya, as I like to call it, the official state of Libya. And if you are looking for a place, I know a lot of you are looking around, like looking for vacation places to go. It's the end of February. You're starting to think about this summer. And look, I know Vegas is nice. I was just there. You know, we're thinking of going up to New York again this summer. But I've got to tell you, if you haven't thought about Libya, it is a hidden gem right there in the middle of one of those continents out there on the other side of the world. It's a sovereign state in a region of North Africa nestled snugly amidst all different types of topography. And if you're looking to get that brand new vacation spot, you want to surprise her maybe for Mother's Day or Easter. Maybe not so much Easter, but I would recommend Libya. Go to LibyaVacations.com right now.
Oh, boy.
Or Airbnb. LibyaVacations.com. And schedule your vacation, your next vacation to Libya. It is one of the most historic countries that has ever existed on this earth. And schedule that vacation right now. Take her to Libya. She's going to love you. You're going to get laid. LibyaVacations.com.
It's like 2 minutes long.
I was going to say that.
It was 1:15.
1:15.
Oh, that's not that long.
1:15.
Yeah. Oh, that is
felt
funny.
It felt like 5 minutes.
Yeah. You should have said, hey, in Muammar Gaddafi is not the ruler
the
anymore.
I forgot names.
Remember the eject button back in the smack off days on Rome?
Yeah.
I thought about 40 seconds into that, you were just going to go, meltdown out.
No, I've never done that. And never
I
will.
I know
I'll
you
I'll meander before I eject.
All right, who's next?
I don't know.
Libya.
God, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll do it. Go ahead. Give
You're
it to
really
me.
Nervous, aren't you, Ted?
I hate these
this
things.
Is your toss, Sean.
Oh, it's my
all right,
toss.
Ted,
all right.
You ready for your word?
I got, give Ted his word.
All right, give me my word.
All right, Ted, your word is spam. Just like the food, spam.
Spam.
All right. Coming
Ham
up next.
Ham in a can.
Coming up next.
Ham in a can.
This one random Houston Texan has a recipe book that includes several recipes for spam. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to the Triple Threat.
If you've never tried spam, you are missing out. It tastes a lot like ham. And who doesn't like ham? Everybody loves ham. Have you ever put some like brown sugar on the ham? Well, you can put that kind of brown sugar kind of dressing on Spam, too. It's excellent. If you're looking just for a quick meal, a lot of us are very busy these days. We don't have a lot of time in our laps. In our lives, open up a can of Spam. Anywhere you're at, you can just eat a couple bites, close the can, put it back in the refrigerator, and eat it later. So convenient, and you get that protein you need right away. Spam is where it's at. Get on the Spam train. You'll love it because it's mainly made from ham. And who doesn't love ham? That's why you're going to like Spam. Give it a try. For more information, go to Spam.com. That's Spam.com.
A little short.
Oh! 48 seconds, but Ted, that might have been your best live
read
ever.
Ted, you did crush it.
All right, there we go.
That might have been your best live read you've ever done.
You absolutely crushed it, but people from Spam are online, too. You only gave them 50 seconds.
They are to scrap.
They paid for a minute.
To scrap.
Ted, I tried to throw in your promo code, Ted.
I tried to set you up where you're like, hey, this is good timing. Speaking of Spam.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
That's okay. That's all right. No, you're gathering your thoughts. It's all good.
Good call. Good call.
All right, what's Rich's word?
All right, Rich, your word is Bob Dylan.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, this Houston Rocket inexplicably has CDs of a folk singer from back in the 60s in his locker. We'll tell you why next. You're listening to The Triple Threat.
But first, a minute for Bob Dylan. The website, bobdylan.com. We're talking about one of the most iconic artists in the history of the rock and roll industry, although these days he's pretty much a statue on stage. But he changed the world in the 60s when he turned folk music into electric rock and roll music. The world took notice. Bob Dylan was a pioneer, one of the best ever to do what he did. BobDylan.com, the website. I would not advise going to see him at the rodeo as I did a few years ago. Again, the statue thing. He's not very entertaining these days, but one of the most accomplished artists in the history of rock and roll, and one of my favorites. I'm running out of things to say. BobDylan.com, the website. He's knocking on heaven's door at his age. But if you go to BobDylan.com, you can hear all the greatest hits of one of the greatest artists to ever live. BobDylan.com. Tell him Rich Lord sent you by.
Oh, nice.
Somewhere. Oh,
nice.
Good tag at the end. Good tag.
Nice. Shortest live read ever, Rich. 57 seconds.
Oh, come on. 57 is almost on the money. Come on.
Yeah.
But yes,
you're
right.
But it's your shortest live read ever. You're usually right. 90 seconds.
Somewhere, Bob Dylan is wondering why he paid for that live read when in the middle of it you said he's not that good anymore.
Hey, who do you think isn't that good anymore?
We're all going to reach an age at which we can no longer perform our profession of choice at the level we'd like to.
Hey, by the way.
And he's been there for about a decade.
Hey, they got blue pills for that. Speak for yourself.
I want to see if the websites we gave out actually exist. I'm checking LibyaVacations.com. Right?
That might get you put on a watch list.
Do I get extra credit for the fact that he's old and knocking on heaven's door?
That was nice.
That was a nice one.
That was very solid.
Dude,
yeah.
Honestly, your home in the Sugar Land.
Jenny and I are sitting out at my home in Sugar Land. We love to pop on some Bob Dylan.
Dude, Benghazi is nice. Is nice in the summertime.
Is it?
It is, man. And Tripoli, that's only 4 hours away, is really nice too, man.
You should have gotten Libya, and I should have gotten Spam.
Yeah, no, it's,
I feel
it's
like you know
beautiful
a lot more
oceans
about,
there.
About Libya than
oh
I
my
do.
Gosh,
BobDylan.com does exist, and it just got a sudden spike of traffic from the Houston area, thanks to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.